This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two South Dakota tribes are urging their citizens to avoid large events and cities due to COVID-19 safety concerns as tourists travel to the state this month. The Oglala Sioux Tribe, in a letter to its citizens, asks them to refrain from going to Sturgis and Rapid City, where the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and the Central State Fair are held. The Oglala Sioux Tribe is under COVID-19 orders, including shelter in place, and off-reservation travel is for essential purposes. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe is also asking its citizens to be mindful of traveling off the reservation and only to do so for essential business. Chairman Harold Frazier of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, in his daily radio address to residents Monday on KIPI, said one concern is limited health services, especially for those in need of enhanced care.
Rapid City generally gets filled up probably because of the rallies and all the tourists and so forth. And that in August is a time that they're very limited on the number of beds. So this month, it's probably a good idea to try to really, really be cautious and what you do and where you go, because hopefully we don't have to have that. But if someone should need a higher level care, there may not be, Rapid City might not be able to be a place. And that's why it's important that we keep track of the numbers, not only in the state of South Dakota, but also in Rapid City as well as Bismarck, because then we're some of the major places that a lot of our people get referred to.
The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe has checkpoints on highways. Non-residents will be turned around at checkpoints unless they have an essential reason to travel on the reservation. The Oglala Sioux Tribe is also monitoring reservation borders. The U.S. Census and tribal partners are continuing to make a push for an accurate count of American Indian and Alaska Native people for the 2020 census. The Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma is among tribes urging its citizens to complete census forms to ensure funding for public safety, schools, highways, healthcare, and other services. Brad Gernand with the Choctaw Nation talked about the tribe's campaign to inform citizens and avoid an undercount from 10 years ago during a census call this summer with reporters.
We learned that a lot of the cities and counties in our treaty territory, which is 11,000 square miles, comprising about 11 counties of Oklahoma, we learned that a lot of the governments and areas were not organizing for the census. So we stepped in and offered to partner with them, and we helped them pull together county by county complete count committees. And we're partnering with them by providing them data on some of the economic losses they've incurred as a result of the census undercount here. And we are currently operating a major media campaign. We're prepared to spend over $1 million in promoting and getting word out about the census.
The census can be completed online, mailed in, or by telephone now through the end of September. The Alaska Federation of Natives, the largest statewide Native organization in Alaska, announced its annual convention will be virtual this year due to COVID-19 safety concerns. According to a statement, Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka said the high risk factors of holding a large indoor meeting with lots of elders and delegates coming in from across Alaska far outweigh the benefits of gathering in person. The virtual convention will be held in October with both live presentations and pre-recorded videos from Native leaders and state and federal officials. The theme for the 2020 convention is Good Government, Alaskans Decide, in a nod toward Census 2020 and the upcoming election. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.